Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shocking Blue bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com, number three, thethirdingredient.com. And hope you check that out. It's won 5 awards, folks, and you can buy it at Amazon right now. Tracy Eden is our guest, our good friend, president and founder of Commercial Finance Group. He helps companies just like yours and mine get the growth capital that they need, solves a lot of, fills in a lot of the gaps between what companies need, what they're capable of, how they bridge the gap between the highly regulated capital markets and the more entrepreneurial capital markets. I'll say that word, Tracy, which is where you operate. Tell us what you're seeing out there as you go out into the marketplace. What problems are you solving?
Well, I think, you know, still as a result of the prior administration, there's a lot of strings that are tying up the traditional financial markets and making it challenging for banks to provide the needed working capital, primarily for our audience, which is the under $30 million revenue companies. Mm-hmm. They're everybody, you know, who's needing a couple million dollars and up, and probably more like $3 or $4 million, there's an audience for that. But when you're needing $500,000, $200,000, and you're a, you know, startup or a struggling business or really growing quickly, the market has kind of, the traditional market has kind of pushed businesses into these higher risk online, what I call MCA lenders. And I think just now,
what's an MCA lender?
Realize merchant cash advance.
Oh yeah, like a factor.
Well, it's even more challenging than that. They basically in 24 hours will advance you money. It's all based on how much cash flow you've got going through.
But
your bank account.
But unless you're a new company with little critical mass, any established company shouldn't have to do that these days, should they?
They shouldn't, but you'd be amazed at how many we find fall prey to it.
I'm surprised.
And it's all because of ease of access. And they don't understand the ramifications, the true terms of the facility until they're
or they don't know how to work with banks. Because if you know how to work with a bank, I mean, even as challenging as it's been, if you've got financial critical mass, there's nothing easier than, I mean, I just send my banker an email, tell him what I want, and they call me and tell me when to come sign.
And we just published a white paper we're distributing on our website talking about the importance of having the proper input from the proper advisors at the right time.
Yeah.
And that's CFOs for hire, that's CPAs, that's consultants, and we work very closely with them in trying to establish the appropriate working capital structure for businesses at the right time. SBA is not always the perfect fit.
No.
For all situations, and often that's being, you know, misled and provided as a solution to a company when it's really the wrong solution.
Are you saying that you're seeing companies with $10, $20 million in revenue that are falling prey to these merchant capital companies?
Sheerly because of the ease of access of capital.
Those companies have a place in the marketplace, but that's an unsophisticated, almost a desperate scenario. And I don't. Am I wrong? Would you agree with what I just said?
Absolutely.
If you're at $15-20 million in revenue, you shouldn't be unsophisticated.
No, I agree. But they're at that kind of hinge point where, you know, do they have a CFO?
Yeah.
Or are they really relying on, you know, some outside assistance? Is it a business owner that's wearing too many hats? and isn't getting the proper advice. And,
right.
and, you know, when you run into a brick wall at the bank so many times, and quite frankly, I think there's some businesses that are still, you know, they've got a long memory. And they recall what happened when the economy crashed.
But you, in a situation like that, though, you ought to be a white knight coming in there.
Oh yes, no. I mean, we're often welcomed with open arms.
In 6 months, you could make their bottom line explode with the way you could structure things.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We just have to have that opportunity of having that conversation mm-hmm. and really showing the difference of how it works. And then, you know, our tagline is bridge to bankability. And if we execute appropriately and pick the right horse, you know, I've got a client for a very short period of time and he's back to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently took a company that was, had really made some big mistakes coming out of the recession, almost put him out of business. You know, to his credit, he was able to liquidate some assets, mm-hmm. put him back into the business, keep it on life support. We got introduced. We were able to get his pipeline backlog kind of really built up and executable. And he's on a run right now for $60 million. And
wow.
Got him introduced to a bank that came in and doubled his line of credit, took us out, and he's off to the races.
I'm hoping that this new legislation that's differentiating between the community banks and the big banks is going to help your ability to help people with that too.
Yeah, I think it'll be. It's certainly going to lay the groundwork. I'm still jury's out on
exactly.
how quickly some of this stuff's really going to.
I need your website, please.
CFgroup.net.
All right, CFgroup.net. Check it out, folks. They might be able to help you. Tracy Eden and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.